Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, down here live at Onega, Kansas, at Onega High School. The host school, this matchup between Valley Heights and the Onega Buffaloes. We just had our girls' game come to a conclusion. Valley Heights girls came up victorious with a running clock in the fourth quarter over Onega, 65-32. But we'll see how things shape up here in this matchup, Valley Heights and the Onega Buffaloes. Valley Heights, a team that is 0-22 here on this season, 0-9 in the Twin Valley League. They are 0-10 at their own home court, but here they're on the road, which they are 0-6 on this season. It's the team that is looking for their first win here of the year. And right now, it's the team that's been on the search for their first winning season since 2019, 2020, when they finished 18-7. Last year, they finished 4-17, but this year has, again, been a struggling year for Valley Heights. And mostly because of that is because of the youth. It's been a very young year here for Valley Heights, a team that is starting four freshmen any given night. And anytime you have four freshmen starting, well, you're either hoping that's four really good freshman starters or you're hoping that's kind of more than what you got. But for Valley Heights, that's been the case that, you know, it's been kind of what they have available to them is a young group of underclassmen with freshmen and sophomores with just a sparingly amount of sophomores and juniors with tonight. Again, only a few seniors able and available here for the Valley Heights Mustangs, but don't really come in a whole lot. Monson Stryker, as well as Whit Gardner, not getting a lot of time as seniors. The only upperclassman who comes in for Valley Heights is the junior Everson Parker, who averages 11.5 points per game. But besides him, it is an entire freshman and sophomore team that's aligned here for Valley Heights under second-year head coach Kenny Steinford. But of course, on the positive side of things, when you have a young team and a freshman class that shows as much promise as this one does, and, you know, you look over the past couple of games for Valley Heights, they have really played in some competitive matchups, including playing their closest game of the season four games ago, only losing by 44-39 against Chapman. When I talked to Kenny Steinfort after that game, he said, you know, it was the first time this season where my team felt like they were, you know, in a game competing and they were in that sort of atmosphere, and they really were able to apply themselves in a different way they haven't applied themselves all season, because when every game you're playing, you're being outscored by 30 points. It's a running clock. That's a Valley Heights team that's giving up 64 points per game, only averaging 31 points per game. So it's kind of hard to, you know, improve on the basketball standards when you're constantly in running clock games in the fourth quarter. But you're able to play a game like that against Chapman where you're going back and forth, and it's a Valley Heights team that has led through quarters these last couple weeks. They have led at halves, but again, a young team that is still getting to the terms of situational basketball. And, you know, over the years, this is a team that is going to find lots of improvement here in the Twin Valley League. Real quick, let's look through the starters here on the road team in Valley Heights. It's Austin Stryker, the senior; Ben Miller, the freshman, averages 11.6 points per game; Bryson Clay, the sophomore, averages 3.5 points per game, 1.8 steals per game, and 1.5 assists per game. Harrison Parker, the junior; and Langston Gray, the freshman. And for the Onega Buffaloes here, again, talking a little about them real quick, a 7-13 team, 1-8 in the Twin Valley League. They are 6-5 against non-league teams. They average just 46.9 points a game this season. Head coach Jason Claycamp in his third year here with the team's 11th year overall, having coached originally up at Wetmore. But again, this Onega team, they're looking for their first winning season since a little farther back in Valley Heights, since 2016-2017. Of course, not possible this year, but definitely an improved year for Onega for sure. Last year they went 2-18 overall, 0-11 in the TBL. This year they're 1-8 in the Twin Valley League, and they are now 7-13 overall. And it's the season that's had a lot of ups and downs for Onega. They started the year off with a lot of injuries and sickness. I mean, you look at the team, there's only one player on this team who's played all 20 games this year. That's Ryder Coulterman, a 5'9" freshman. Everyone else has either played 17 or 18 games, or some of them have missed half the season. And that's a really hard thing to deal with on the side for Onega, because there's just so much talent that has come in this year, especially in a young man in Kaysen Hopless, the 6'4" junior, who's unfortunately out for the season. Got hurt a couple weeks ago. He's a Twin Valley League All-League returner who averaged 12 points and 10 rebounds a game last year. He finished the season 199 points and 157 rebounds, but again, his season concluded off of an injury a little earlier on in the season, just a couple of weeks ago, and it's really unfortunate because, again, Onega, they've just been trying to gel a team together to keep on the floor every single night, but it's been hard because of injuries and sicknesses. But with that being said, this is a team that still has found a way to battle hard each and every single night, each and every game. And that's exactly the mentality they're going to have to work with here tonight's game. Both these teams kind of have their own Achilles heel, but they're going to have to try to play past that in this matchup to end the regular season. Of course, Valley Heights, there are 2A linemen potentially coming out tomorrow there for them if they go into, if they make it. And for the Onega Buffaloes, they will play Troy on Monday on the road in the Class 1 Division 1 quarterfinal. So, again, this matchup doesn't really do much for Onega. They've already qualified there for the sub-state. But, again, they just want to get another win in this TVL League and finish on a strong note before they head on and take on Troy. But real quick, let's take a three-minute break. We'll come back, give you the Onega starters, as well as we'll run one more time through Valley Heights. Again, our boys' matchup coming up here on 92.1, KMZ8, Valley Heights, and Onega.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Life, it doesn't slow down, and neither should your health care. At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers care for every generation, from kids' checkups to adult wellness, and everything in between. Same-day appointments, preventative care, and providers who know you by name. When it comes to your family's health, stay close to home at one of our 6 locations. Visit us online at chcsks.org for more information. Community Healthcare System, to enrich the health and lives of the people we serve.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Before you look online, please shop local first. Hi, I'm Tanya Barta with the Farmers State Bank in Houlton. We're thrilled and excited to be honored with the Outstanding Corporate Donor Small Business Award from the Topeka Chapter of the Association of Fundraising Professionals for our giving back to the community. Support local, live local, bank local, and shop local so we all grow together.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Houlton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Getting ready for your basketball action here on the boys' side, Valley Heights and the Onega Buffaloes. Here now with the Onega Buffaloes starters. Again, head coach Jason Klinkamp in his third season. Point nine of the 5'9 junior who leads the team with 65 assists this season and 2nd lead in assists this season with 65 and also 26 steals, averaging 11.5 points per game. Graham Volbert, the 6'1" senior, didn't play last year, wrestled the set, but did play his sophomore year. He's averaging 3.2 points per game. Josh Daniels, the 5'10" senior, also didn't play last year, but did play his sophomore year. Keegan Vandenberg, his senior, is averaging 5 points per game. And Isaac Wexler, a 5'9" senior, who has not scored any points yet this season, but it is senior night here for Onega, so a couple of seniors here on tonight's roster, Graham Volberg, the 6'1 senior, as I said, Josh Daniels, as well as Wagner, and the rest of the starters there are finding out the lineup, Coy Nider, as well as, four starting seniors, Graham Volberg, Josh Daniels, Keegan Vandenberg, and Isaac Wagner, with the lone junior joining them, Coy Nider. One more time here through the Valley Heights lineup, though. Austin Stryker, Ben Miller, Bryson Clays, Everson Parker, and Langston Gray. Valley Heights head coach by Kenny Steinfort. And again, Valley Heights looking for their first win of the season this year, 0-22. Onega Buffaloes in the white top bottoms with the black numerals and orange trim of the Valley Heights Mustangs. Purple tops and bottoms, white trim and numerals. Valley Heights will work left to right of your dial to start this game, as the Onega Buffaloes will work right to left, as both teams greet each other at half court and are getting ready here for four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, the final broadcast here of the regular season, 92.1 KMZA. Next week, we'll jump headfirst right into sub-state play, of course, with first-round sub-states getting on the road in the beginning of the week with Class 20 Division One, the Onega Boys on Monday taking on Troy, and the Onega Girls taking on Tuesday, Clifton Clyde. And now we are getting ready to go. Student section here excited, fan excited. Final home game of the season here for the Onega Buffaloes. They look to close it out strong here on senior night. And Onega, they're trying to decide who's going to get this jump ball for the tip-off. And it will be Isaac Wagner, the 5'9 senior, his first tip-off here this season. He comes up half court. He gets the opportunity here. Lined right up in front of him is Bryson Clays, the sophomore, and Valley Heights will take the opening possession. No work left to right down your dial here at Ben Miller, the freshman. Averages a team high at 11.6 points per game. Three-pointer to begin this game, attempted by Parker. Miss and a putback underneath by Bryson Clays, 4-2. Now Onega taking it down the floor, but Nider now a three-pointer from Wagner. Miss off the back heel. Now a rebound picked up, high-pointed in front of the basket by Langston Gray. His first rebound of the game. Both teams here already missing an opening three on their first possessions. Valley Heights, though, already up 2-0. And now a foul call at the timeline. That'll come against the Onega Buffaloes' Josh Daniels, his first foul of the game for the 5'10 senior. Valley Heights throwing in from the near inbound sideline. Langston Gray tossing into Miller. Now a far side, right side pass here is knocked out of bounds by Volberg. Valley Heights will have to throw it right back in. So Gray resets himself, now shifted a little more to the right side, on the near sideline, throw it into the left, back to Miller. Miller, the freshman, one of the couple freshmen here who start this team this season for Valley Heights. He passes it to his left, and a finish on through from Everson Parker, the junior, the lone junior here on this Valley Heights team, and the main upperclassman who's led this Mustang lineup as he finishes in for two and gets the foul for a chance for a three-point play. Foul is called on Coy Nider, his first in the game, and Valley Heights already scoring the first 4 points of this contest as the and one is off to the right side and rebounded by Daniels. Down the floor, here's Onega on the high out right wing, now put up to the top. Vandenberg, left side, Nider, inside the nail, lose the ball, and it's stolen by Ben Miller. His first takeaway here of the game, first turnover of the match for the Onega Buffaloes. Parker, Gray, now to Miller, holding it, low hip, firing out left side, low corner. Parker, he'll dish it out to his right, stepping in for a three-pointer. Missed off the heel is Miller. The rebound underneath the basket is by Keegan Vandenberg. Valley Heights 0-for-2 outside the arc. Daniels, the top of the arc on the Onega side here. Right side pass out to Wagner. He'll drive up, pass left. Now Nider on the left wing. He'll drive, spinning at the block. He'll fire inside Vandenberg, and he'll lose the ball out of bounds. The last set by Valley Heights. Wagner again looking for his first points of the year here on senior night for Onega. But looks like he will come out of this game. Wagner now, he is 0-for-3 on the season, and he still chases those first points. Maybe having the opportunity to do it later in the night. Volberg also comes to the bench as well. But here coming out on the floor for Onega, the stout freshman Ryder Coulterman, as well as Maddox Honus, the incredible junior at 5'9", Honus dribbles to the baseline, kicks out, Niner on the corner, picks up, now Daniels on the left wing. High out, looks to his right, veers that way, lunge down the right, Coltrane. Coltrane leads the team with 77 assists and 28 steals. He drives inside, kicks out, Honus with the three, and a splash for Maddox Honus. Honus with 136 points now on this season. He averages 7.4 points per game. Onega nails their second three attempt of the match as well. And that's their first point. Going down by one now to Valley Heights. 4-3. 5:38 plus to go in this first quarter. Ben Miller drives left side. Uses the window to clear it. 4-2. Onega down by three. Ryder Colterman taking this down the timeline. Left side perimeter. Bounce pass inside. Daniels picks up on the right elbow. There's a hat loose on the ground, but it's picked up by some four-year-olds running around. Keep that hat off the floor. Onega on the left side wing, up to Colton at the top of the arc, and again, they're still throwing the hat around the far baseline. Onega working inside the nail. Daniels finding a pass underneath to Vandenberg, who finishes for two and snags the and one opportunity. Vandenberg, stout receiver in the football season here on the basketball court. He averages 5 points per game, three rebounds a game. He's now got 81 points. Scored this season as a senior here on senior night. His first bucket, and now the end one is good. He completes the three-point play. We're tied at a 6-6 game with 5 minutes to go in the opening period. Valley Heights down the floor to Clays, and Clays tries to lay it in with his left hand on a swan dive. He rebounds his own ball, and they call a turnover on Valley Heights. That's their first turnover of the game. Onega taking it down the floor, right to left of your dial. Honus into Colterman. Colterman, who came in as the quarterback this season in football for Onega, in for his cousin Jackson Colterman. Here, Ryder dribbles down the right side nail, looks out, kicks out. Josh Daniels looking for the low block. This ball is being picked up at half court, down the floor, now on the near side. Is lost in the striker. Miller, baseline, throw up on the right block, and missed and rebounded by Daniels. Down the floor. So Honus on the far corner. Screen is set by Daniels. Honus dishes out left to Daniels. Back to Colterman. Ryder Colterman. As mentioned, cousin of Jackson Colterman, who plays baseball now at the Highland Community College. That baseball season is now on and going. They're trying to look to finish up basketball there right now. Here, Onega. Far side three from Maddox Honus. Already two threes in this opening quarter. He's 27 of 79 on the season. Outside the arc, and Onega now has back-to-back threes. Valley Heights working outside the three-point line. Our first lead change of the game here. Onega takes it 9-6 after tying it 6-all. Allowing the first 4 points of the game for Valley Heights. Onega sets it up right side for a three-pointer. Missed by Ryder Colton, but rebounded by Vandenberg. Offense resets. Valberg, left side, three-pointer! Canned! The three for number three, Coy Niner. Three threes here in the first quarter for Onega. They've had three straight now. They're up 12-6. Onega, they have now scored 9 consecutive points after being down 6-3. 3 minutes now to go here in this first quarter. And a turnover. Vandenberg has the steal. Down the floor. Onega works with it. Honus fouled on the left block, and he'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Both teams, two turnovers here in the open quarter. Tristan Coleman looking to come in here for the Buffaloes, the 6'4 junior. He was 30% around the arc last season. He's got 4 points a game this year. He's looking to step in here in just a moment. Onus looking to finish at the free throw line, though. He's got two shots. His first one slices to the basket. Tristan Coleman coming in for Keegan Vandenberg. Vandenberg getting a nice break here to the bench, a steal, 3 points, and two rebounds here on senior night in the opening quarter. Honus here flies his second free throw, and it's to the basket. Pure silk. Honus now 8 points in this first quarter. 8-point lead now for Onega. They went on a nice scoring stretcher of 11 straight points. Ronald Coltman's got a steal down the floor to Daniels. Now getting worked around, Niner, Honus on the corner. He loses the ball out of bounds. There'll be a turnover for Onega. Both teams here exchanging a turnover. Valley Heights takes over. They're down by 8, 14-6 with 2:41 to go in this first. Timeout is called by head coach Kenny Steinford and the Mustangs. Again, 2:41 to go in the first, 14-6. Onega over Valley Heights for back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
2:41 left to go in the opening quarter. 14-6, Onega over Valley Heights. They've scored 11 straight points. Last time Onega and Valley Heights met, Onega won 61-48. That was in the TBL tournament in the final consolation game. There was two played, and Onega played in both of them and won both. Here, Valley Heights with the ball. Gray, left side, being worked around the three-point line now. Here on the high out, top arc, worked in from Parker, inside dish. Clays has it on the right seam, dribbles inside. He'll look left, finding Ben Miller to the right elbow, on the right block, on a jump stop, and he loses the ball to bounds for Valley Heights' fourth turnover of the game. Onega takes over. Real quick shoe timeout here by Coy Niders. He gets the shoelace looking fresh. 2:12 to go now in the first, 14-6. 11 straight points here for Onega. They have the lead over Valley Heights. Honus dribbling out to his right. He's pointing to his left. Dishes that way on the wing. Now setting a three-pointer up at the top of the arc from Coleman. Miss it. Bounces off the chest for a potential rebound from Valley Heights. Picked up by Niter. Now footed right wing. Honus throws up the three. He misses and a foul called at the very end. What a rebound by Niter. Ricocheted off the chest of Lawson Stryker, the senior for Valley Heights. And the foul also on number 13, Lawson Stryker. As just mentioned, third team foul here, the quarter for Valley Heights. Box set run by Onega. Throwing in his rider Colton in the right side of the glass. So he'll go over the top into Luke Pale. Pale, the 5-9 sophomore, in the game for the first time for Onega. That guy's on the right corner. Ryder Colchman kicks it out for driving in, setting up Pale. It's in and out of the basket. Onega, after hitting three straight threes, they've missed two straight. Boarding it off and taking it down the floor is Ben Miller, the freshman. Throws it to Parker. Parker on the left wing. He'll dribble out to the left, veering inside. A fadeaway shot missed. Looking for a rebound in the offense. Offense picking up Gray. Valley Heights has it at the top of the arc. Plays. Inside drive, Parker. Now foul called on Onega. It'll be a shot foul, sending Valley Heights up to the free throw line to shoot two. Everson Parker, the junior. Everson Parker averages 11.5 points per game this season, 3.5 rebounds a game. Already 2 points here in this first quarter. Second trip to the line. Only one up the line so far here for Valley Heights. This second free throw of the game is up here still. That ends what was an 11-point stretch for Onega. Josh Daniels coming back in the game here for Onega. Stepping off the floor, Ryder Colchman getting a break. They're going 2% the free throw line. Everson Parker for Valley Heights. It's now a 6-point game, 14-8. Onega over the Valley Heights Mustangs with 63 seconds here in the first period. Honus, left side pass to Niter, and he turns it over as he tries to keep it in bounds. It was taken away by the senior Lawson Stryker. Fourth turnover for Onega. Clays throws it into heavy traffic. Niter picks it up for his first steal of the game. On the right side wing, he'll dribble into the right elbow, and he'll stutter himself back out. Nearly losing the ball at the ankles. Now drives inside, throws it out. Honus, Coleman, quick shuffle and drive. Walking out to his left. On a lunge, 33 seconds here in the first quarter. No shot clock. You got all the time in the world here if you're Onega. You can even take the last shot of this quarter if you want. Daniels on the right wing. Pump fake. Inside drive. At the charity stripe. Look left to Honus. Baseline take here. Floating off the window. Honus finishes for two. And one. Honus, what a first quarter for him. He averages only 7.4 points per game. Man, oh, man, he's on a tear here. 10 points in the first quarter with two threes. Luke Bale comes out for Onega. Coming in is Keegan Vandenberg, the senior. Before he came off, he had 3 points, two rebounds, and a steal. He was on a nice stretch there for Onega. Get a quick little break. Here, Honus trying to finish the three-point play. It's off the back heel and rebounded by Valley Heights. Then Miller. Miller at half court, looks to his left. To Parker, drives baseline, foul called on Onega. And that will send right back again. Guess who? Everson Parker up to the free throw line. He's been strong up to the basket so far in this game. Resilient stuff and looking as many opportunities up to the charity stripe as he can. Keegan Vandenberg at the foul. That's his first personal in the game. Both teams have four fouls with 4 seconds left to go in the first quarter. And Parker's first free throw here goes through the basket. This is first of the game, but since then he's made three straight. They have all been beauts. Valley Heights makes a substitution in the game. Preston Schmerchek, the freshman, that was just 4 points a game and 2 rebounds a game, comes in. And Parker's trying to finish these last shot at the free throw line as it rattles in the bucket like a tin can. Parker now 4-5 at the free throw line. Valley Heights only down by 6. A half-court shot up, missed. Vandenberg trying to look for a little bit of alley-oop action underneath, but he couldn't finish it. He's got a smile on his face. But 16-10, we head into the second quarter. Onega over Valley Heights.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We begin the second quarter here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Onega up by 6, 16-10. Here with Valley Heights, and to start this ball off, begin the second quarter, working right to left of your dial. Honus and the Niter on the right side wing. He gets the ball punched out, nearly taken away by Langston Gray, but ball is knocked back out of bounds. Last touch by Gray. Onega will have Honus throw it back in from the same spot in the far sideline. Just 6 foot, scooted out to the right of half court. Now throw it in the Niter. Niter pump fakes, drives into the right elbow. Pull up shot, 4 foot from the right block, and he'll miss. Rebounded by Bryson Clays. His second board of the game. Now Valley Heights works it around the three-point line, up to the top, to Gray. Inside look on the baseline, near side, short corner, pass in, and looking for a finish. No by Schmierczyk. Rebound by Daniels, down the floor, Onega. Daniels passes to his left, Ryder Coltman, a quick strike, inside, and the float, that rolls into the basket. Ryder Coltman with a little finesse. He's got 101 points now, score this season. With that layup, he breaks over 100 points in his career. I'm sure he's going to definitely have a long tenured career here at Onega. In his 4 years, he'll definitely be a 1,000-point scorer by the end. Mark my words. As here, a rebound by Niter. Onega takes it down the floor. Niter at the top arc. Inside look. A nice dish. Interior to Josh Daniels, who finishes for two. Niter stacking up the assist. Onega up by 10, 20-10 over Valley Heights. 6:43 now to go in the first half. Plays on the left side perimeter. Bounce passing into Gray. Gray, right look on the wing. Gray steps to the top of the arc to Ben Miller, the freshman. Valley Heights, a heavily freshman team. They have 9 freshmen on the lineup, 2 seniors, 1 junior, 5 sophomores. Here's a three-pointer by the lone junior who sinks it on the left corner. Everson Parker with the big time three. Valley Heights' first tray of the game. They're now one of three outside the arc. Everson Parker now with 9 points on the game to lead the Mustangs. Ryder Coltman on the right wing. Now to the top of the arc. He'll dribble in a slow tempo. Passing up to Nider. In the nail. Eurostep inside. Nearly right hand finish. Vandenberg got the rebound. He'll kick it out to Daniels. He'll attempt a three and miss. And Miller will pick up the defensive rebound for the Valley Heights Mustangs. On the far side wing, Parker, right side look, Clays. He's got a three-pointer off the left window. Missed, and Nider picks it up down the floor. He'll chase. Nider, left side to Coulterman, doing a couple of fancy footwork moves. Now to Honus. Nider, short corner, far side. Spinning around, fadeaway shot, missed left of the basket. Rebounded by Ben Miller, his fourth board of the game. Clays on left elbow. He'll go to the opposite. To Smirchek. He'll throw up a floater from it. Miss and picked up under the basket. In the breadbasket is Honus. His first board of the game. Compliment has 10 points in the first quarter. Working around the three-point line. Onega. Left side wing. Vandenberg. And a foul called on Valley Heights. 4:57 to go. In the second quarter, 20-13, 7-point lead for Onega over Valley Heights. Maddox Honus will throw it in from the Valley Heights bench. Looking dead in front. They'll find Coulterman on the left seam. He'll drive it out to the high out, top arc. He'll look to the right side wing and set a screen for Nider off a pass. Nider dribbling up to his left, turns his backside to the defender, now spins back around, left side look to Honus. Fancy footwork, now to his right. At the timeline, hand out to Daniels. Right elbow, kick out. Now in the far corner, step in, step out from Coulterman. The foul on the baseline, called on Valley Heights. 4:32 to go in this first half, 20-13. Onega up by 7 over Valley Heights. We missed our girls' game. That was final 65-32. Valley Heights over Onega. Onega trying to split the difference here on the boys' side with a victory on senior night. Vandenberg. In this inbound play up to him on the right wing. Now to Honus. Honus sidesteps left. Now goes right. Passes to Daniels. Kick out. Nider sets his feet. Fires a long three on an island. Misses and rebounded by Everson and Parker. Four missed straight threes for Onega after hitting three straight. Valley Heights on the right wing. And Honus has a steal. What a take. Now can he finish the deal? No, he can't. An easy bunny to no avail. Rebound by Ben Miller, his fifth board of the game, and almost turning it over. Yes, he will. Actually, they have left touch by him. Daniel's got a little bit of a buffalo hoof in there, but they're going to say no. 3:57 to go in the second quarter. Onega 20, Valley Heights 13. Throwing near sideline from the Onega bench to Honus. He'll skip it to his left to Coulterman. Down under Vandenberg using the glass. And he's got the and one. Keegan Vandenberg, a strong performance in the first half indeed on senior night. Or one of the three seniors here on the roster. 5 points, three rebounds, and a steal. He's got the opportunity to finish 3-point play, and it is sunk to the basket. That's his second 3-point play of the game. He has been aggressive on his drives into the interior. Valley Heights now down by 10 again with 3:40 to go in the first half. 23-13 down under. Block denied by Nider. His first block of the game down the floor. That's done for Valley Heights. Ryder drives baseline. Oh, they call it travel on him. That's done over for Onega. Substitutions hit the floor. Luke Pale comes in. Or Keegan Vandenberg, the senior for Onega. And then for Valley Heights, Brady Anderson, the freshman. He averages 2.7 points a game and 1.8 rebounds a game. Valley Heights inbounds it in, throwing it to Everson Parker, handling a full court pressure. Man-to-man defense applied here by Onega. Both teams here in the man-to-man. Our side corner, Gray looks out to the right. Miller to Parker. Dribbles out, left side looking for a finish, off the window, couldn't get it, but Miller's got the rebound, second chance opportunity, he'll float it in, off the top of the window seal for two. Ben Miller, 6 points in the first half, 4 points and a steal. Onis at the timeline here. He's veering to his left. That's the way Coltman up all screens set for him for a three. Missed and picked up under the glass by Lawson Stryker. Onega has now missed 5 straight three-point shots after hitting their first three. And now a turnover from Valley Heights. Taken away from Pale down the floor. Onega working with it. Right side wing. Pump fake. And they're going to get a timeout. Here taken with Onega. With 2:27 to go in the first half. 23-15. 8-point lead for the Buffaloes over the Mustangs. We'll take a break for a quick 30 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. You're 92.1 KMZA, 2:27 to go here in quarter number two, 23-15. Onega here over Valley Heights by 8. Onega has the inbound play after their timeout being used. Honus, Snyder, Daniels on the far wing. Now the Coulterman. Side steps, left side, Pale. Pale, left side, Nider, open for a three-pointer over the top of the basket. No foul call at the very end against Onega regardless. So, missed three. Now Onega has 6 missed threes in a row here, trying to open that bank back up. It's been a tough task. Gray throws it in to Miller, down the floor, breaking a full-court man-to-man pressure. Miller, he's wide open, down the floor for a layup. He finishes, but I think getting a legal pick called at the elbow on the left side. So they did. They got an illegal screen called on Lawson Stryker. I don't think that was probably necessary. I think Miller was doing all the work anyway down the floor to finish it in for two. So fortunate call for Valley Heights. Onega takes back over up by 8, but 2 minutes now to tilt here in the first half. Ryder Coltman on the right side. Wing. High out. Down under to Nider. Coleman passes over left side. Opposite block and missed by Vinneberg for the shot. Rebound by Parker. His second of the game. On the far wing. He'll work with it. Like a pendulum between his legs. Now he'll go right. Pass off to Anderson. Now the near wing. Low corner pass back off to Anderson. Dribble inside. Kick out. Everson now takes an open three and kills it from up top. Everson Parker dishing in 2 threes here in this second quarter. He's got 12 points now in the game. Got 6 points in the first opening quarter. He's exceeded his points per game average of 11.5, half a point, and a timeout called by head coach Jason Clay. Yep, he just called one, but here he'll call another with 1:12 to go in the second quarter, 23-18. Valley Heights only down by 5 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
Kansaland Radio.
1:12 to go here in the first half. 23-18. Onega here over Valley Heights. It was at one point 22-10, but since that point, Valley Heights has outscored Onega 8-3 with some helpful three-pointers here from Everson Parker. He's at He's dished two threes here in his second half, in the second quarter. Ben Miller taking this down the floor. A turnover here from Onega. Second steal of the game for Miller on the far corner. Now picked up back by Miller. Right to Anderson. Sidesteps left side. He'll drive. Now he'll stutter back out. Upside look to Miller. Pass. Drive in. Low block. Kick out to the far corner. Now up to the right. And again, no shot clock down here, Onega. Get plenty of time here for Valley Heights. Anderson down low. Miller. Nice soft touch. 2 foot in front of the rim on the right side. And Valley Heights now only down by three. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. 23-20. Onega up by three here. Signal three. Nider with the ball. Left side out to Daniels. He nearly loses it. In ball back in his hands. In the paint. Trying to shoot it to the basket. 5 foot in front of the rim, and he misses. Miller picks up the rebound. Miller's been all over the glass here in this first half with 8 rebounds. Anderson out to his left, and they get a travel on Smirchek. 5 seconds to go in the half. Onega can extend the lead to go into the halftime. 5 seconds left. Only up 23-20. Nider passed in at half court, throwing down Daniels, set him up for a three, and he hits it off the behind the glass. And that'll conclude our first half. 23-20. Valley Heights. Impressive second quarter as they outscored Onega 10-7 in the second period. We'll take a step aside. 23-20, Onega over Valley Heights. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Every new year we're surrounded by weight loss promises, fad diets, miracle shakes, and quick fixes that rarely last. At Holton Community Hospital, we believe obesity is a disease and it deserves real medical care. Our weight management program treats the root causes of obesity, genetic, environmental, and behavioral. No gimmicks, just personalized, medically guided care. Visit holtonhospital.com/weightlossmanagement. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, your 92.1 KMZA for a halftime show provided by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Onega.edu. 6 minutes, 40 seconds until we get ready for second half action down here in Onega, Kansas. Onega here up over Valley Heights in our boys matchup, 23-20, a 3-point lead over the Mustangs. They, on point, we're up 20-10 in the second quarter, but since that point, they've been outscored 10-3. They were outscored in the second quarter 10-7 after outscoring the Valley Heights Mustangs in the first quarter 16-10. That opening quarter, though, Onega, man, they shot lights out. They went 3 of 5 outside the arc. They were looking good, but in that second quarter, it was a rough stretch. They went 0 of 7 outside the 3-point line. So definitely looking to open that bank back open here if you're Onega. Shooting was just not on the strong side in that quarter. Again, with the only points coming up for Onega being Ryder Coulterman as well as Ryder Coulterman, Josh Daniels, and Keegan Vandenberg all just buying a single bucket apiece for all of them, including a 3-point play finished out by Vandenberg at the free throw line. But Onega, for this second half, they're going to be a little more aggressive. They're going to have to look more towards the interior instead of that outside shot. Now, of course, you have great 3-point shooters like Maddox Honus, Ryder Coulterman, Graham Volberg, Coy Niter, more so Niter and Honus, the two top 3-point shooters on the team, as Niter's got a 3 and Maddox has the other 2. But Niter and Honus, they have been quiet since the opening quarter. They did not score at all in that second quarter. So as you go to the second quarter, you expect for Onega to, you know, see their guards probably dribble and drive a little more. You'd probably like to have that, see them a little more aggressive to get inside the front. Of course, I mentioned Onega. It's been tough to play without one of the top forwards in the TVL in Kaysen Huffless, who averaged a double-double every given night. But unfortunately, again, yeah, he got hurt a couple weeks ago, out for the season. So find a forward in place for him. He's been a little tough. Of course, yeah, you look for some guys that, you know, are kind of close to height-wise, Keegan Vandenberg, Tristan Kuhlman, and Josh Daniels. But right now tonight, you know, you're still looking for a little more involvement from Daniels and Kuhlman. But Keegan Vandenberg, man, he's been getting it done. He's already got a steal, 3 rebounds, and 6 points. He's been fouled twice, and he's finished a 3-point play twice at the free throw line for N1. So he's had a nice night. But again, you want to continue to probably get him more involved inside the paint side. And Onega in general, they just have to mix the paint, work it inside a little more. The other thing is they got to rebound the ball here. They're being out rebounded 15-9 here unofficially at the half. Ben Miller, he's got 8 rebounds alone for Valley Heights and 6 points. He's been on a strong campaign here, especially in that second quarter. He had 6 rebounds alone in that quarter. Everson Parker, though, he's on a show here for Valley Heights. He's playing all he can here. Well, maybe the final game of the season here for Valley Heights, because, again, they are 0-22 this year. This is a team that is desperate for their first win. They would give it all here in this final game, and that's a dangerous team to play here if you're an Onega. A team that is just going to try to give it their all to win this matchup. And Everson Parker, he's doing well. He's got 12 points here. All the game, expect him to stay in that regard, and Ben Miller to stay in his fighting lane there, clearing the glass with 8 boards and 6 points and 2 steals. So, a lot to handle here for Onega and Valley Heights, though. They are trailing. Again, they got down pretty early in the game, but they've been working back. All they can do here to start the second half is take the momentum, work with it, keep fighting off the glass, keep taking shots where you're giving them. Shot selection matters here in the second half for Valley Heights. Can't let Onega get too much in front of you, but overall, just rely that those shots don't fall in for Onega. Go down, get aggressively. Don't give them one and done. Don't give them second chances. But if you're Onega, you want to start rebounding the ball a little more, be a little more aggressive here, a little more heavier there on the offensive side, down in the interior, and things should start flushing out a little more here for this Buffalo team. Well, we'll step aside here. It's our final season here. It's our final game here, the regular season, the 92.1 KMZA. Valley Heights, Onega, Onega 23, Valley Heights 20. We're back in 2 minutes for our second half action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network for second half action. Two quarters, 16 minutes left to go. 23-20, Winnega over Valley Heights. As we begin this third quarter with Valley Heights in possession, Miller out to Parker, who led the team with 12 points in the first half. Underneath, Smirchek fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Coming up to start the second half for Onega, Vennenberg, Kulterman, Nider, Daniels, and Honus. And for the Valley Heights Mustangs, it's Gray Stryker here at the free throw line, taking his first free throw attempt, and in is Smirchek. That's good. His first points of the game, and standing out behind him is Ben Miller and Everson Parker. Smirchek, his second free throw is off the heel and rebounded by Honus. Onega now only up by two. They've been outscored here 11-3 in the last 14 points. Here underneath the basket, Vennenberg, jump stop, foul. He'll go up to the line and shoot two. Vennenberg, we talked about the half, his impressive performance for the first two quarters. 6 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. This is third trip up. He's also got 3 rebounds and a steal, and now he continues the perfection here at the line. His first free throw going right on in. Vennenberg trying to go 2 for 2 here, and it rattles in off the back of the rim. Vennenberg now 4 of 4 at the charity stripe on the game. 25-21. Onega finally breaking up some scoring here and getting themselves on the board. Up by 4 with 7:26 to go in the third. Valley Heights on the left wing with it. It's Parker. He goes right. Bounce pass to Miller on the left seam. Inside look. Spin on the low block. Spur check. He kicks out. Here's a long three, and it's nailed. By Bryson Clays, his first three of the game. He averages 3.5 points per game. Basically just hit his points per game average. 3 of 3 of the game hit by Valley Heights. They're now 3 of 7 outside the arc. Onega, who has missed 7 straight threes, here working with the ball, pushing around the 3-point line. Honus, now in the near corner. Kulterman, back to Honus. Nider, dip pass inside under two rider. Kulterman found that back door opening, and Kulterman finished for two. Nider is second assist of the game. He's got 67 assists on the season. Left seam here. Ben Miller pass inside. Bryson Clays couldn't get the finish underneath, and that'll be a rebound for Coy Nider. I mean, that was Smirchek who was trying to make that layup finish. Onega working with it outside the 3-point line. Honus, he dribbles up to the top of the O. Now, Kulterman fires off right. Nider, Vennenberg, Honus, 3-point on the way, far corner by Daniels. Missed and picked up here in the pocket. Well, it's going to get scooted around. It's picked actually back up by Nider, but then he turns it over to Parker as he steals the ball. The Valley Heights down the floor, left seam. Near inside, kick out, Everson, Gray, now the nail. Kicked around to the right wing. back to Everson. Still no points for him in this second half. He'll get going here soon. And now a traveler's call at the low block by Ben Miller. 5:38 to go in the third quarter, 27-24. Onega here up by a tray over Valley Heights. Onis at half court, calls for a screen instead of taking. He'll dribble out left. Nider, Vandenberg, Daniels, right side pull up from the elbow. He's good for two. Daniels, his second bucket of the game. He's 39% from the field. Back to a five-point contest and a missed three, but a put back underneath the rim for Langston Gray, already ready there for it. Valley Heights back down only by Trey. 29-26, 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Three-pointer, Meyer Kulterman missed. He's only made five threes in the season. Here's a second-chance opportunity, though. Nider, he'll try a three, and he'll miss. Remember, the second-chance opportunity was by Honus. Two threes missed for Onega. They have missed now 10 consecutive three-pointers. Baseline set, throw inbound from Kulterman to Nider, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Valley Heights. So Onega will throw it in now on the opposite side of the baseline, right side of the glass. High line set, lined up with the charity stripe. It's broken up now, pass in for Kulterman. He gets it back in the corner, throws it to Vandenberg. Vandenberg on the block. Bounce passes, now a right-hand floater. Finishes for two for Ryder Kulterman. Kulterman, all of his points have been inside the paint. He's made some good work in the interior. Five-point lead for Onega. 4:30 to go in the third. Gray on the left team. Passes behind him to Everson Parker. Parker pulls up for a long three. It's off the left wedge and missed, but rebound underneath. Second-chance opportunity here for Valley Heights. Another three put up. Attempted that time by Clays, but missed. Now down the floor. Ryder Kulterman fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. So Valley Heights, they missed two threes there on an offensive possession. They've missed now three straight. They're 3 of 10 now in the game outside the arc as Ryder Kulterman here heads up to the foul line to shoot two. He rips his first one as it's in and out of the basket. Kulterman's first trip up to the line. He is 16 of 40 on this season from the foul line. Make it 16 of 41 now, I should say. He's just slightly now under 40% from the charity stripe as his second one barrels down. He's down 7 points on the game. Valley Heights handling a man-to-man pressure down the floor. Miller to Gray. Gray driving down the right block. Turns around. Fires out to the right elbow. And now a jumper shot from the short corner. Far side. Miller missed. Rebounded by Gray. Reset out the three-point line. Here, looking to find a finish inside is Parker as he just fouled and will go up and shoot two. Ben Miller, 9 rebounds in the game for Valley Heights as well here. Everson Parker heading up to the free throw line, his fourth trip. Right now he is 4 of 5 at the foul line. 3:50 to go here in the third. 6 point deficit for Valley Heights to Onega. Parker crouches and finishes through here with his first free throw line shot. Everson Parker, the junior, averages 11.5 points per game. He's exceeded that decently here. Now 13 points on the game as his next free throw is rolled off the backside of the rim and picked up by Daniels. Down the floor, Nega. Right side wing, Honus. He's pointing to the elbows, hoping someone would come up to it, but no one did. Instead, he goes right side, Daniels, who finds a steal on the block and deals it for two. Now a 7 point lead for Onega. Starting to find some separation here. Late middle of this third quarter. 3:25 to go in the third. 34-27. And a blocking foul calling on Onega. Send Valley Heights up to the free throw line. And if you can guess who it is, well, I can't get you nothing, but Parker it is. That's his fourth time up to the line, fifth time, excuse me, up to the line this game. He's got a all booked Aaron B up there at the charity stripe. His first free throw is good. Only one other person here for Valley Heights up to the free throw line has been Smirchek. Parker, he's been all booked here at the foul line. Stenberg comes off for substitution. Kuhlman, here comes in for Onega. in for his place as a second free throw. He's rattling in like a bolt in a tin can for Everson Parker. He has now sank five threes in this game. 5 of 9 now. And Onega here takes this ball down the floor. No pressure being applied here by Valley Heights. Onega has it on the right wing. Now in the corner, Daniels. He'll rotate around left side, and he'll throw an easy pass for a steal for Langston Gray. A simple takeaway, if you will. Now in the hands of Parker. Right side to Clays. Now back to Gray at the top of the arc. Set to Miller on the left wing. Wide open for Trey. Ben Miller, now 9 points on the game, 9 rebounds. He is a point and a board off from a double-double. Phenomenal game for him indeed. It's a 34-32 game. Onega up by two. 2:42 to go here in the third. Onega with it on the right elbow. Passed around the three-point line. Far side corner. Honus, three-point flyer up off the right of the rim. And rebounded by Ben Miller. He's now got 10 rebounds on the game. Down the floor. Low left wing. Pass back out. Here's a deep three. Missed off the back arc by Schmierczak and rebounded by Coy Nider. Valley Heights has missed now 4 straight threes. A foul called on Onega. They'll call it on Josh Daniels. His second foul of the game. Team's third. Both teams with 3 fouls here in the third quarter with 2:17 to go. 34-32. Valley Heights down by 2 to Onega. Nider tossing this one in. From the backcourt to Honus. Now he's past the timeline. Right side dribble to Nider. He'll step into a three-pointer, and he'll drain it. Penny down the pipe. And Coy Nider is at 2 threes on the game, and that ends what was a streak of 10 missed threes for Onega. Now they've hit 4 now on the game. There's Everson Parker driving baseline. Fouled and will go up and shoot 2. 1:51 left to go here in the third quarter, 57-32. Valley Heights down by 5 to Onega, still trying to get over the hump here. Valley Heights took the lead to start this game, up 4 to Neal, then 6-2. Onega tied at 6 all, and then they went on an insane run where they went up 14-6. Parker hits his first free throw. This time it's his 6th trip up to the line. I'm pretty well convinced that he has got a all reserve spot here at the free throw line tonight with 6 total trips. This is his next free throw is pure as silk to the basket. Not only has he bought out all the bookings for the free throw line, he is taking much advantage of it. Honus at the timeline, left side look. Nider at the left elbow. Coleman loses the ball under his legs. The 3-point game. Valley Heights down by 3, taking the ball down the floor to steal by Parker. Right side to Miller. Down under Clays. Reset back up to Miller. Sidesteps. Three-pointer. Left wing! And rattling in like a bullet in a tin can. Ben Miller. His second three of the game ties the game. At 37-all with 1:18 to go in the third quarter. And Valley Heights pick up their first win of the season. The last game of the season. 0-22 here against Onega. Honus fires a three. Off the heel. Rebounded by Everson. You can see the reaction here from Valley Heights. They are playing with a different tempo. They can feel this in their bones. Right elbow taker missed from Clays. Left side rebounded by the offense by Gray. He'll take a deep three. It'll be missed and rebounded by Coleman. Foul called on Josh Daniels. That is his 3rd foul of the game. And now Valley Heights has the opportunity to take the lead for the first time here in this second half. Or excuse me, Onega here with the ball. Valley Heights is giving it back over. Who that foul scratched that. That foul was not against Josh Daniels. That was against Langston Gray. So wrong number 11 there. 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Both teams have 14 fouls. 37 all. Onega with it. Right elbow taker and a finesse for Ryder Kopenman. He's got 7 points alone here in the second quarter. Third quarter. He came in the night with 99 points. He's got 9 points total in the game, making 108 here in his career as a freshman. And now we've hit the double bonus. Foul called on Onega. It's on Maddox Honus. And up to the free throw line is Brady Anderson. Anderson, the freshman, averages 2.7 points a game this season. As he sets his feet, fires the first free throw, and that is straight through the rim. Trying to tie it a 39 all game with 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, Valley Heights 0-22, searching for their first win this season. 0-9 the TDL, looking for their first league win. And Anderson, his second free throw is through as well after a bounce off the back heel. And he gets his first points of the game as well, as Valley Heights has found six different scorers here in this game. 39 all game with 8 seconds to go of this third quarter. Ryder Colterman dribbles in the nail, kicks out to Nider on the right wing. Sidesteps, corner, fadeaway. Oh, what a shot to end this third quarter. Three for number three in Coy Nider. That excites the team. That's what the team needed. Nider is third three of the game. Sparks some life for Onega to head into the fourth. 42-39, Onega over Valley Heights. We're going into the fourth quarter. Back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaw Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaw Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as we enter quarter number four, 42-39. Onega over Valley Heights. Onega has yet to trail since the beginning of this game when they went down 4-0 and they took the lead after being tied 6-6. They've had all the way since, but Valley Heights, they've done a good job here of tying it a couple of times. They tied it a few times in the third, 37-37, 39-39, but the very end of the quarter, a three-pointer in a beautiful fashion by Nider on a sidestep action from the wing to the corner. Took the lead for Onega. Onega will start off with the ball to begin this fourth quarter, working left to right your dial. Honus in the Nider, now to Colterman. Back to Honus, on a spiral, firing it. The Nider, opposite side skip to Daniels. Back up to the top of the arc here, looking for a quick offense. Fast tempo, Daniels on the baseline, blocking it back out. Onega, definitely a faster tempo here to start this fourth quarter as they are trying to find some open spacing, but with all the passing to no avail as they turn it over. Preston Schmierczyk, his first steal of the game. First turnover of the quarter for Onega. Anderson on the right wing. High out. Skip pass down under in a steal by Honus and a foul called on Valley Heights as Honus was clipped as soon as he picked up the ball. So it's turnover for Valley Heights. Second foul of the game called on Preston Schmierczyk, who just had his first steal for Valley Heights. Now he picks up his second foul. Honus, Colterman, Daniels, and Onega working with it. Back up top of the arc. Honus, Daniels on the right elbow. Reset bound, 3-point line. Nider taking a tray. Missed off the heel and rebounded by Clays, his third board of the game. Onega missing a three after making back-to-back in the third. Drive on the left side lane. Foul called on Onega. Onega, they've attempted 17 threes on this game, and they have only hit five. Anderson throws this one in from the baseline in the near corner, and Ben Miller hits the moon landing. He's got three threes now in the second half. Valley Heights is now 5 of 14 outside the arc. Nider on the right wing, high out, rocking around the Colterman. Daniels on the left wing, 42 all game, 6:30 to go here in this contest. Ryder Colterman floats it in, a foot from the rim to the right side. Colterman, he has had some nice, decisive strikes here to the basket in this game. One of his best games here easily played of the season. He's got 9 points in this second half, 11 on the game. Under the basket, fade away from the far block is good for Ben Miller. He slips, but he's able to get back up. Ben Miller, have a game freshman, two freshmen just battling it out here on the court. As Copeman sidesteps, passes now out to Honus. Denider, far corner, Now skip past the opposite side, work track around the three-point line. Inside, left elbow, Vandenberg, Filterman, Honus, pump fake, sidestep, right hand finish off the window. What a move by Honus. And Onega, I said at the half that Snyder, Honus, Coltman, they all got to show up as guards in that paint in the absence of one of their top forwards in this season, Humphless being out. Man, they are making good work as Valley Heights turns the ball right back over for their second turnover this fourth quarter. It's 46-44. Onega over Valley Heights. 5:37 to go in this game. Lawson Stryker, the senior, comes back in for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Stepping in for the freshman, Preston Schmercek. Honus on the far sideline, crowd side, tosses it in. On the other side of half court to Coltman, now back to Honus. Driving to the front court side, now back to the back court side. Half court, Coltman, Daniels, Coltman, dribbling out to the top of the arc. He'll go behind to Honus. 1-on-1 against Langston Gray, flashes left side, pass behind the back, working with it now. Coltman, Honus, Daniels, near wing. Snyder, he'll take a three off the heel, rebound at the left elbow by Langston Gray, his fourth board of the game. Onega now 5 of 18 outside the arc. 5 minutes to go in the game. Onega still up by 2 over Valley Heights. Ben Miller, right side wing, down to the lower end. Now pass into the interior, kick back out to Miller. He'll drive baseline, spinning the block, firing out, Stryker, Clays, worked around left side wing to Parker. Parker back right to Clays at the timeline. Again, no shot clock here. You get all the time in the world you want. Here to run an offensive set. Parker dribbling inside, missing, wedging off the left of the basket. And Daniels picks up the rebound. Down the floor, Vandenberg files it in for 2. Keegan Vandenberg. Now with 10 points on the game here on senior night. 3 rebounds and a steal. He's also 4-for-4 at the foul line. He's had quite a performance here in what could be his final game here of the entire season on the home court of Onega. 3-point take from the top of the arc. Missed by Gray. The foul under the glass. They call it on Valley Heights. That'll be their second foul of the fourth quarter. Fourth foul of the game picked up on Lawson Stryker. Honus inbounds it in to Coulterman. Back to Honus, left side of the perimeter. He'll dribble, low pass, a bounce. Snyder, Daniels, backside look. Out to Coulterman, back to Daniels at the O. Left side, worked around the three-point line. Into Keegan Vandenberg. He shoots it. 4 foot from the left block and misses. Rebounded by Everson. Down the floor, Everson on the right wing. Working it. Left, right arm to left hand. Now puts to Ben Miller on the left wing. At the seam, he turns it over. Down the floor, Honus. It's a track race. He finishes the easy bunny. That'll cost you a nickel and a dime when you throw into a sketchy traffic lane to Maddox Honus. And a timeout is called here by head coach Kenny Seinfort in Valley Heights as they trail by 6, 50-44 to Onega with 3 minutes, 9 seconds to go in this game. 30-second break. We're back at 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
3 minutes, 9 seconds left to go here in this game. 50-44, Onega over Valley Heights. Valley Heights is 0-22 on the season, 0-9 in the TBL. Looking for their first win of the year. It comes down to their final game here, potentially of this season. For Onega, they do have something to look forward to with Troy on Monday on the road in the Class 1 Division 1 quarterfinals. But here, Onega up by 6 over Valley Heights. Valley Heights had it last tied up, knotted at 39 all. Valley Heights has the throw in here from the far side. Put him time out of the game, used by Valley Heights head coach Kenny Steinfort. Ben Miller gets it on the right wing, bounce passing, the low block. Clay's trying to finish off the window, and clearing the glass is Josh Daniels down the floor. Daniels, six boards on the game to Coulterman. Coulterman on the left wing, under his legs, she dribbles to Nider. Nider back to Coulterman. He skips far opposite side and using all of 5'9", Honus somehow keeps it down and alive for Onega. Driving baseline, Ryder Coulterman finishes for two on the opposite side. Coulterman here, what a half for him. He has dished in 11 points in the second half, 13 on the game for the young freshman at 5'9". Now an 8-point lead for Onega. They are extending it here with 2:30 left to go. Three up by Everson, missed, and another rebound by Josh Daniels. Here's a senior who's really performing out on senior night for Onega as he throws it down to Vandenberg, the other senior here, one of the three on the roster for Onega, and they call it travel on Vandenberg right as he gets the ball. But yeah, between Daniels and Vandenberg, they are having quite the night here on senior night for the Buffs. Valley Heights down by 8, 52-44, with 2 minutes, 8 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter.
Simulcasting.
You're at the top of the arc, Ben Miller, right side, Gray, now far down to Clay, and now a missed short corner shot from Ben Miller. It goes out of bounds, last touch by Onega. Valley Heights has it with 1:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Down by 8, 52-44, now simulcasted, catch everybody up. Valley Heights, they are 0-22 on this season, looking for their first win. They're down by 8. They tied it 39 all at one point in this fourth quarter, but Onega, they have been on a dominant stretch here, especially with Ryder Coltman, the freshman, taking over. Here, though, Valley Heights inside the interior, missed opportunity by Schmercheck, and the rebound by Snyder. Snyder now 7 rebounds on the game, 9 points also with all three being threes. There's no shot clock down here at Onega, so you can pretty much run the ball around the three-point line until Valley Heights chooses to foul you. I think that's exactly what Onega is going to do. Valley Heights has plenty of fouls to give with three, but Onega makes a bad pass and turning it over down the floor. Parker with the steal. He is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So again, all Onega really has to do with no shot clock here. Not that there's much time regardless anyway. As soon as they get the ball back, they'll just throw it around the perimeters. And so eventually Valley Heights has to make a foul. Valley Heights has two more fouls to give. Onega has two. Here at the free throw line is Everson Parker. This is his seventh time up to the charity stripe in this game. He's rented and booked out the free throw line all night. It's been his place. As his first free throw is sliced to the basket. Now the second bounces off the back and goes in. He goes 2 for 2 at the line. He is in this second half. All his points from the charity stripe. He is 7 of 8. But again, man, he has taken already 7 trips up to the line in this game. 1:12 left to go. Timeout called. Only, I believe, one more left in the game here for Valley Heights. 1:12 to go. We'll keep things here. 52-46. Onega up by 6 over Valley Heights. Again, Valley Heights searching for their first win this season. 0-22, 0-9 in the CBL, and 0-6 here on the road. They have a huge opportunity down here in the stretch. They battled tough in the second and third quarter, outscoring Onega 10-2, 10-7 in the second quarter, and both teams scored 19 points in the third. As I mentioned, Valley Heights tied it up at 39 all at the end of the third quarter. Where Coyne Nider snipes a big-time three. Onega, they are 6 of 19 outside the arc in this game. Buffalo's working left to right down your dial. Pass the floor, and Ryder Coltman is fouled. He'll go up and, actually, excuse me, no, one more foul to give for Valley Heights. So Onega will just have to re-inbound it here. Foul was called on Freshen Schmercheck, his third personal in the game. As I mentioned, third teams for Valley Heights. Only one more to give here. Ryder Coltman will throw this one in. He's looking out to the left side. He'll look dead in front to Vandenberg, and an instant foul again as well. That was the final foul to give for Valley Heights. Now it's a double bonus. That was the fourth foul of the game, also by Smirchek. If you're Smirchek, you don't want to be the one who has to foul this next one. Onega, they throw it all the way down the field, or down the floor, excuse me, here to Nider, who's fouled just 5 foot in front of the basket. Regardless of whether he got the shot off or not, he'll go up to the line and shoot two. Foul was against Brady Anderson, his first personal in the game, and now again we're at five fouls. 60 seconds left to go. Onega, this is where you can really close the game, is at the charity stripe. As Nider's first free throw is banked off the top of the basket now. Nider this season, 12 of 25 at the charity stripe. He's now just a tilt under 50% at the foul line. His next free throw, even then back up at the 50%, 13 of 26 on the season as he goes 1 for 2 at the foul line. Down the floor, Valley Heights loses the ball out of bounds in a quick transition. And now Onega will just look to throw it back in and put themselves back into the prime rib position of the free throw line. Substitution coming in for Valley Heights, stepping out Brady Anderson, and coming in as Bryson Clay is the sophomore in for the freshman. Inbound play on the far side from Ryder Coltman, finding Daniels. He'll drive it down the floor. He'll get past half court before he's finally fouled, so it'll take at least 2 seconds off the clock before the foul is drawn. And that foul will take out Smirchek in the game. That is his fifth foul. He is now fouled out for Valley Heights. So waiting a substitution for him, Brady Anderson, he's called right back into the contest. He just took a break. Josh Daniels here at the charity stripe to shoot two in the double bonus. He is his first time at the stripe in the game. His first one is hooked to the basket. Josh Daniels, 7 points on the game, 7 rebounds, showing out here on senior night. Alongside his senior teammate, Keegan Vandenberg, who's currently here at 10 points on the game and 3 rebounds. Second free throw is pure as silk. The basket as well for Josh Daniels. He's 8 of 15 now in the season at the foul line. Down the floor, Anderson loses the ball and a turnover. Valley Heights, they were really getting in the thick of it in this game with a real chance to win their first contest of the season. 0-22, but now Onega, they have finally separated it. And they will continue to do so as Daniels will head right back up to the charity stripe. 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. You're probably going to hear foul line and charity stripe quite a lot here in the next 60 seconds. 55-46, Onega over Valley Heights by 9. Daniels' first free throw here on this attempt is straight on through the basket. Nice little weave. Onega, the first time they met with Valley Heights was in the TBL tournament. In the final tournament matchup for both teams, it was a consolation game where Onega took the victory 61-48, and Daniels here makes both of his attempts here at the free throw line. Now he gets a rebound after a missed three from Anderson down the floor. It's a track race. He's not touched yet. He's going to try to stay untouched, and then they're going to call a travel. He is trying to finish for two, but 42 seconds to go in the fourth. It's 57-46, 11-point lead for Onega over Valley Heights. Valley Heights works it right to left, down your dial, into Ben Miller. Miller, past the timeline. He switches hands to the right, dribbles that way to Anderson on the pass. Anderson, trapping on the right wing, pass into Everson, and he falls. He throws the ball up in the air, and he is fouled. He'll go up and take two at the free throw line. Parker, this is his eighth time up to the free throw line. You know, when you get double-doubles, it's typically because, you know, you get 10 points, 10 rebounds, maybe 10 steals. But in Parker's case, he may have 10 trips to the free throw line by the end of this game. Parker, his first free throw is snipe to the basket. All his points here in the second half have been at the charity stripe. Right now, he's got 8 points at it. His next free throw is pure silk through the rim, and he is now 2-for-2 on this attempt. He has made now 9 straight consecutive free throws. A timeout here is called. We'll take it as well. 30 seconds to go in the game. 57-48. Onega over Valley Heights. We're back in 30 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The team at United Bank and Trust invites you to our annual open house on Wednesday, February 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Seneca. Drop by to enjoy some soup and good company. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our United Bank and Trust open house on February 25th between 10 and 2. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
30 seconds to go here in this game, 57-48. Here, Onega over Valley Heights. As I mentioned, Valley Heights searching for their first win of the season, but right now they are looking to come up short of that mark. They had this game tied 39-all, with just 3 seconds to go in the third quarter, but Onega would take the lead one final time with a three-pointer from Nider, and they have rode the wave ever since. After this, the Omaha post-game show and player of the game segment. And after that, we'll get you right to the local community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Here on a Friday night, inbound play for Onega and immediate foul from Valley Heights. That'll put Josh Daniels up to the free throw line to shoot two. He has been to the free throw line now three straight times here in this fourth quarter. He has been an efficient 4 of 4 at the line so far. He is 10 of 17 at the foul line this year. He has actually nearly doubled up his amount of free throws made on the season tonight alone, as he's already 5 for 5 in the game as he came in tonight, which is 6 made. Getting his first, now looking to slice through the second as it rattles in and falls out. So he'll now here be 5 of 6. Valley Heights takes over with the rebound from Clays. Down the floor, Gray tries the layup, misses, looking for a putback. Is Parker, they get a foul and they'll put him back up to the free throw line. That is his ninth visit, now up to the charity stripe. He is an impressive 9 of 10 here in the second half. He went 4 of 5 in the first half. 14 made threes. 13 made threes on the game. Now 14 as Parker's first one here goes in. He has made 10 consecutive. Looking to make this a 6-point game with 17 seconds to go. His next quick release off the front rim, but rebounded immediately. They look for a putback. Clays misses. Underneath the basket, Daniels makes the rebound, and, well, he's going to go quickly back up to the free throw line. That would have been a huge Valley Heights. Could have had that putback right off that missed free throw. That could have made it a 56-51 game, a 5-point game with 12 seconds to go. But as long as Onega continues to hit free throws, they will lock this game up. Isaac Wagner looking to come in here for Onega, one of the three seniors in the lineup for the Buffaloes, as Daniel's first free throw here is skipped in and out of the basket. Wagner started this game here on senior night, and he's still looking for his first point of his senior season. 0 for 3 from the field, so maybe a chance for him to find his first bucket. Onega at the free throw line with Daniels. He has missed his last two now, and here his next free throw is skipped off the back, so he's now missed three straight. Rebound by Miller down the floor. Quick pass to Anderson on the baseline. Couldn't cut the finish. Daniels has it, and a travel is called on Daniels. He's a little frustrated with it, but he's got a smile after anyway. He looks back up to the board and goes, well, I suppose we are up 58-49. Not too much to get mad about with 5 seconds to go here. Anderson, inbound play, throws it into the far corner. Now a three-pointer in this game. Parker missed, and that will conclude our contest. 58-49. Onega comes up on top over Valley Heights. Onega picks up their eighth win this season, their second win in the TVL. And Valley Heights finishes out the year 0-23 and 0-10 in the TVL. All right, we'll step aside. We're back here in a couple minutes on the MSC Sports, your NFL post-game show.
Over? You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here on 92.1 KMZA. Simulcast here to 103.9 KMZA as well. After our post-game show and our Player of the Game segment, we'll get you right on over to the local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake Emboss here this Friday night. As we'll probably look ahead and look at some of these Class 1A Division 1 and Division 2 sub-state brackets that were released earlier on the week. We'll I mentioned that here in just a second for Onega, but again, our boys' matchup ending 58-49, Onega over Valley Heights, the first quarter ending 16-10, Onega over Valley Heights, and then they went into that second quarter where Valley Heights would start to find a little momentum. They'd outscore Onega 10-7, they'd only be down 23-20 at the half. Both teams would score 19 points in the third quarter. Valley Heights would tie at 37-37, 39-39 before Coy Niter would hit his third and final three of the game to end the third quarter to go into the fourth, 42-39, which Onega would go right back to where they started, outscoring Valley Heights just like in the first quarter, 16-10 to end the game. And Valley Heights now drops to 0-23 on the season, 0-10 in the TVL. Onega finishing the year out 8-13 overall in the regular season and 2-8 in the TVL. A step of improvement from their 2-18 finish last year and their 0-11 finish in the Twin Valley League. Some numbers here from tonight's matchup. Ben Miller, the freshman for Valley Heights, 17 points, 10 rebounds. Everson Parker, 21 points, 3 steals, and 4 rebounds. And for the Onega Buffaloes, Coy Niter with 10 points. Ryder Colton with 13. Josh Daniels, the senior on senior night, with 9 points and 7 rebounds. King Vaber, the senior on senior night, with 10 total points, 4 at the free throw line, 3 rebounds, and also a steal. A shout out to Maddox Honus, who led the team in scoring with 14 points, opened up with 10 points in the first quarter, and 2 threes on the game all in that first quarter as well. Again, it's our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Now here for our Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Player of the Game goes to the freshman, Ryder Goldman, the 5'9" freshman, who, again, had a phenomenal game here. No, he didn't finish with the team lead in points, but he finished with 13 points, 11 in the second half alone. And I'll tell you what, that made the biggest difference here in this game. I said at the half that Onega has to find a way to get inside the paint, whether you get the bigs involved or whether the guards just take it themselves. And Ryder Coltman, he did exactly just that. He took it, he got the ball right down inside, and he did a great job of just getting space open for his team. I mean, he does the work that you just don't see on the stat line. And that's why Ryder Coltman here gets the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. And a real quick overnight conclusion again, Valley Heights, they beat Onega 65-32 in our girls matchup on the boys' side. Valley Heights, they beat, or about Onega beat Valley Heights to 48-49. Up next here for Onega, they will have a quarterfinals matchup in 1A Division 1 on Troy on Monday. On the girls' side, Onega will go on the road and take on Clifton Clyde for the Class 1A Division 1 quarterfinals rounds. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Our final broadcast here of the regular season on 92.1 KMZA. Now we'll get you over to Jake and Bynes on your local community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Thank you for